Recreational boaters in the Newburgh Pool stretch of the Willamette River could face new restrictions come boating season. The Oregon legislature is considering two bills that would prohibit boats weighing more than 4,000 pounds from participating in towed water sports on the river. That includes tubing, water skiing, and wakeboarding. The new rule would impact about 30 miles of the Willamette River from Willamette Falls to the mouth of the Yamhill River. The Oregon State Marine Board says this is one of the highest use areas of the river, and it sees the greatest diversity of use. The stretch in question is also developed on both sides of the river. This has led to conflict in the area and legislative attempts to solve it. Josh Mulholland is the Environment and Policy Manager for the Oregon State Marine Board. He describes how issues in the Newburgh Pool have been tackled in the past.
In the 2019 legislative session, the legislature put a towed water sports education program in place for the Newburgh Pool. And that required anyone participating in wake surfing or wakeboarding to get an endorsement and take an education course, but it also required them to certify their boats for those activities. And as part of that, the weights of those boats had to be reported. So we do have information on the weights of boats being used currently for wake sports on the Newburgh Pool. There is just over 400 boats certified. The average weight of those is just over 5,000 pounds, and 4,000 pounds would restrict approximately 60% of those boats from participating in towed water sports on the Newburgh Pool.
The reduction was influenced by concerns about erosion in the riverbank, the safety of boaters, and dock damage for riverfront homeowners. Matt Radich is the president of Active Water Sports, a boat dealer in Oregon City. He's concerned that the two bills, House Bill 2555 and 2725, would hurt his business and actually reduce the safety of boaters.
It's going to have a huge impact on small business. Our boat sales are going to be drastically reduced because the majority of the new boats we sell don't fit that 4,000-pound weight restriction. And also, it will have a huge impact on safety. One of the things they're talking about is safety, but what it's going to do, it's going to drive, you know, the hundreds of boaters that recreate in that area to other, you know, whether it's Detroit Lake or Hag Lake or, you know, the downtown stretch of the river. It's going to push these people in other areas and lead to really overcrowding, which obviously is going to lead to safety issues in those other areas.
Radich is also with the group Oregon Families for Boating, which opposes the legislation. They say that the 4,000-pound weight limit as applied to towboats doesn't make sense.
The proponents of these bills, they kind of allude to the fact that there's been science and studies that say these boats are too big, but there is none. There's never been a study that determines, okay, what's an acceptable level of impact and what's not an acceptable level. 4,000 pounds is on the extreme side. The weight limit was actually set by the Marine Board. They did their research and they set that number at the weight limit at 10,000 pounds. And they're the agency that actually has put the time into looking at things. So why after a year of that being in place, does it need to get changed again, and why all the way to 4,000 pounds? Also, the fact that they're going to put a weight limit on just one type of boat, like just towed sports boats need to weigh 4,000 pounds or less. Now, those boats don't make any different waves than a 4,000-pound fishing boat or 4,000-plus-pound cruiser. So why are these bills also just targeted at wake sports? That's another question we ask. If we're talking about erosion and property damage, those things, the bank doesn't care what kind of boat went by. Right now, it's almost a crusade against us that's not data-driven. It's emotionally driven by a small group of homeowners, river users that don't like wake sports. They don't like the, you know, whether it's the stereo from their boat, the attitude of the people.
The state legislature will hear public testimony on House Bills 2555 and 2725 virtually on Tuesday, March 9th. For KBOO News, I'm Althea Billings.